I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Mayor John Tory announced the expansion of the Team Toronto mobile strategy that will bring COVID-19 vaccination pop-ups to areas and settings where there are low vaccination rates or high risk of contracting the virus. The new strategy comes into effect as the city battles the fourth wave of the pandemic and the Delta variant.
We have had tremendous success. It's a source, really, it can be a source of great pride to the city, how much success we've had getting people vaccinated. But now, as we move into the fall and face the fourth wave and the Delta variant, we know that we have much more work to do. And in some respects, it becomes even more difficult and challenging to build on that success and to get even more people vaccinated. This will be crucial to all of us staying healthy and protecting the progress that we have made and keeping schools and other places that we go safe and keeping them open. Today, I'm pleased to announce that the city is moving forward with its expansion of Team Toronto's mobile strategy. This data-driven approach will continue to bring vaccines to residents in areas and settings that have low vaccination coverage or a high risk of contracting COVID-19 or both. The expansion will provide Toronto Public Health the capacity to host up to 200 mobile clinics each week, in addition to the clinics currently run by Team Toronto and healthcare partners. This, of course, is made possible by the fact that we have reduced to some extent the number of permanent mass vaccination clinics operated by the city and redeployed those resources to this mobile effort. The clinics are part of the new micro-targeted approach to get the vaccines to areas with low vaccine uptake and make sure everyone in all parts of our city is vaccinated, and that we make maximum effort to inform, to persuade, to make accessible, to do whatever we have to do to bring resources to people who have thus far been unable to get vaccinated. So the mobile clinics will focus on settings where residents work or study or play, such as workplaces or schools, post-secondary education, childcare, and places of worship.
Despite the uptick in fully vaccinated individuals, Mayor Tory says there are still several residents that still need their first dose.
Roughly half the vaccinations administered at our clinics and TTC stations last week were first doses, which means there's a need out there for these types of clinics for people who just haven't gone even to get that first dose, and for whatever reason, they feel comfortable going to a place that is very mobile and perhaps in a place where you wouldn't expect to find it. And we've got to make sure that those people who haven't yet had an opportunity to get that first dose or second dose have that opportunity on a basis that is as easy and accessible as it possibly can be. We have shown with these different, I don't want to call them experiments, these different initiatives with subway stations and malls and schools and places of worship, that if you put these clinics in the right spot at the right time, people, many for the first time, will come out to get vaccinated. And that is why we're expanding precisely this effort in the coming days. We'll have hyper-local clinics in targeted neighborhoods with lower vaccine uptake. Starting this week, neighborhoods with high numbers of unvaccinated people in three specific age groups, namely young people 12 to 17, people ages 25 to 49, and residents 65 and older, will be the focus of expanded clinics and outreach. Toronto Public Health is working to get as many micro clinics as possible up and running every day in the following 12 neighborhoods. We know public health does, because of careful data collection and management and analysis, we know the top five neighborhoods, for example, with the highest number of unvaccinated residents aged 25 to 49. They are, for your interest, because some of you may live in them or know people who do, they are the Waterfront Communities, Willowdale East, Islington City Center West, Church Young Corridor, and Mimico. So you can see it spread across the city, the 25 to 49 under-vaccinated populations. The top five neighborhoods, for example, with the highest number of kids who are eligible but haven't yet been vaccinated are Mount Olive, Silverstone, Jamestown, Inglemount Lawrence, Woburn, Downsview Roading CFB, and Glenfield Jane Heights. And you can see there's a concentration there more to the west and to the north in the city. But we know those are the places where kids have not yet been vaccinated. And we also know the five neighborhoods with the highest number of unvaccinated residents, 65 and older. And they are Willowdale East, Islington City Center West, Lamoureux, Woburn, and West Humber, Clareview. So they are, Clareville rather, they are spread in different parts of the city. But that is how detailed this data-driven approach is. And that is what we're using to try and drive up the rates of vaccination.
Another factor in the new strategy is to encourage places of business to host mobile sites for their employees to be vaccinated.
I also continue to encourage employers to reach out to Toronto Public Health about hosting an on-site vaccination clinic for their workers. Workplaces can apply through the City of Toronto's website. They have been able to do so for some time. And Toronto Public Health will follow up very shortly after such an application to discuss eligibility. It is important for businesses to follow up and take advantage of this opportunity. It is meant to accompany and to assist with vaccination policies many of those very same companies have already put in place for their employees to keep these workplaces safe and healthy and minimize disruption for everyone. We know that the vaccines are our best defense against COVID-19 and the Delta variant and the best way out of this pandemic. How do we know that? Again, there is strong evidence to tell us this is the case. What could be more convincing than first the fact that 4.5 million doses of the vaccines have been administered in Toronto, and that second, following on that directly, since May the 1st in this city, the City of Toronto, 98.7% of hospitalized COVID-19 cases with known vaccination status were people who were not fully vaccinated. So if you ended up in the hospital, 98.7% of the time you were also someone who was not fully vaccinated. And it shows you the beneficial effects of these vaccines. Fully vaccinated people have greater protection against COVID-19 than those who are not. So please do not wait to get vaccinated. A look at what is happening elsewhere would tell us that caution is still the order of the day when it comes to battling the Delta variant in particular. And we want schools and other important places that are important to the lives of people in the City of Toronto to stay healthy and to stay open. That is the objective, to make sure that people stay healthy, but also to make sure that we can stay open as a society. Notwithstanding the progress that we have made, the pandemic is not over, and we will have our challenges to deal with for a while yet.
Medical Officer of Health for the City of Toronto, Dr. Eileen Davila, outlines the need to get COVID-19 cases under control as daily numbers increase during the fourth wave.
We all share the desire for the pandemic to end. If we get vaccination levels as high as we possibly can, we can put the pandemic behind us, at least to the extent that we can move forward with our lives in the expectation that COVID-19 will not disrupt our plans, rather than the fear it will. To help vaccination levels climb, as you've just heard, the mobile strategy led by Toronto Public Health and Toronto Health Partners provides the capacity to host as many as 200 mobile clinics every week, person by person, arm by arm. These mobile clinics will help us move toward the high level of vaccination we know will give maximum protection to all of us and maximum peace of mind too. Yesterday, we talked about schools and the importance of doing everything we can to support schools in their functioning and to stay on top of outbreaks in them. An ounce of prevention is always worth a pound of cure. So the most effective thing we can do in support of the school year is to get vaccinated. Infections have to come from someone. The more people who are vaccinated, the harder it is for COVID-19 to infect anyone else. We're doing well, but best protection is measured by delivering 2 doses of vaccine to all those who are eligible. We're getting there every day, but we have a ways to go from where we are to where we want and where we need to be. Narrowing the gap between the two makes a vital difference to our ability to bring COVID-19 under control. Every person in Toronto, every person everywhere, is reliant on everyone else to get vaccinated in order to protect us, to protect our health, to protect our economy, and to protect our day-to-day lives.
Spadina Fort York City Councillor Joe Cressy comments on the recent push to increase vaccinations across Toronto. Cressy outlines examples of how the mobile strategy has worked to gradually target areas of need for the vaccine.
Today, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about our expanded Team Toronto mobile strategy. It represents the next phase in our efforts to break down every barrier, to build every bridge, and to reach everyone everywhere in our city. Bringing vaccines directly to Torontonians, where you live and where you work, at your local school and your local library branch, at the mall where you shop, and the TTC station where you ride to work. Everywhere, absolutely everywhere. Now, as of this morning, thus far, Torontonians have stepped up in this campaign. 83% of eligible residents have received their first shot, 83%. 76.6% are now fully vaccinated, 76.6%. And every single day, thousands of Torontonians continue to get their shots. It truly is remarkable progress. In fact, Toronto is now a world leader in vaccination rates. But, and listen, in this pandemic, there often is a but the higher our overall vaccination rate, the safer we'll all be. We have more work to do. And that's where our expanded Team Toronto mobile strategy comes in. Now, given all the talk of vaccines, I know it can seem hard to believe that some people who want a shot still haven't got one. But that's exactly what we're seeing. For many Torontonians, the issue remains access, not opposition, to vaccines. While there may be some in our city who oppose vaccines, the vast majority of those yet to get a shot simply need some assistance. Many Torontonians still face barriers or questions that we're working to overcome, from mobility issues and language barriers to transportation access and technology challenges. Some people don't have an ID, and many frontline staff and shift workers don't have the time. And for many, it's simply about information. You know, people in our city continue to have questions, and they need answers from people and sources they trust. And so to break down these barriers, to answer these questions, our mobile strategy is bringing vaccines and the healthcare professionals who administer them directly to people. And I have to tell you, this strategy works. Let me tell you about our experience. Our home stretch push in the north and west of our city saw 11,667 doses delivered over 9 days at 41 hyperlocal clinics. That push represented a 35% weekly increase in vaccine uptake in those communities. Our targeted vaccine drive in the Taylor Massey neighborhood saw 1,237 doses administered over 2 days at 9 local clinics, with an exceptional 28% of those first doses. And just last week, we saw similar success and results at pop-up clinics at TTC stations and local schools. As the mayor noted, 2 TTC station clinics saw 300 residents get their first shot. And on Sunday, just a couple days ago, we hosted a clinic at a school in the Jane and Finch neighborhood. 79 kids got vaccinated, 45 of them, 59%, got their first shot. Listen, in a city with 2.7 million people eligible for vaccines, 345 first doses at two small mobile clinics may not seem like a lot, but it's this type of relentless, local, and targeted on-the-ground work that will make all the difference. That's what the Team Toronto mobile strategy is doing. And so it's been a long 18 months. People are tired. People have suffered. Torontonians just want this all to be over. And it will end. We just need to keep working. We need to keep pushing. And we need to get our city vaccinated.
To date, more than 77% of eligible Toronto residents are fully vaccinated, with 4.5 million doses administered. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.